FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and it is November 21st, 2016. So now that we're back to focusing on everyday life, now you're thinking of little things like quality of your water, quality of your food. Just came across amazing product. I've got the president of the company on with us now to discuss it. Imagine a machine that you plug into the wall of your home and leave it alone, and it actually takes water out of the air anywhere from 2 to 5 gallons a day, and the water is higher quality than what you're going to buy from a delivery service, better than the filtered water that you get all over the place that really doesn't taste good. And it's got other really beneficial properties that are going to really help you a lot. And that's just the home version. These machines are going out all over the world, pulling humidity out of the air to help supplement or even create water supply for lesser developed nations, areas. Thing is amazing for the army, all over the place. With me is Richard Groden, president of SkyWater. Richard, thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, Kerry, my pleasure. Glad to be here.
Hey, so SkyWater, it's such an interesting concept. You think about all that humidity. All it does in Florida here is make you uncomfortable during the summer when it's really humid. Who would have ever thought of just pulling it out of the air and using that as a water supply?
Yeah, and actually, when you're talking about comfort, this machine actually would make your air conditioner work a little more efficiently, do a little bit more for removing that humidity in your house and, making you more comfortable, besides giving you great water.
Yeah, so the water that comes out of it, so we've got a bunch of different units. There's one for the home, and then there's various commercial units. The water that comes out of these units, how good is it?
It's very, very pure water. It's as if you're taking the rainwater, without flushing it through the ground, without flushing it through our systems. You're just taking rainwater, you're purifying it with ozone, and you're running it through a coconut shell carbon filter, and then you've just got this beautiful clear, sparkling water that tastes great.
Amazing. And how long have these systems been around, Richard?
We built our first machine way back in 2004. We were kind of hacking around with it, and we really brought it to the market in 2008. It was when we came out with the first machines.
Ah, interesting. And so what are some of the applications, places where these machines are being used now?
Well, when we started out, we were in the Middle East, we were in the Philippines, we were in North Africa, and now we're just about everywhere in the world. We're in the Caribbean, we're in South America, we're here in the United States. We're selling these machines in California, here in Florida, in Texas, and Louisiana, and all along the Gulf Coast.
Yeah. So even in the midst of the huge drought that they're having in California, there's still enough humidity to make this worthwhile to produce water from the air?
Well, that's the ironic thing, is that there can be abundant humidity in the air and still it doesn't rain. I mean, you see that here in Florida all the time, how we get this tremendous amount of humidity even on a day when it's not going to rain. So, really the two are not mutually exclusive. All along the coast of California, they've been seeing a rise in humidity, even though they have had a fall off in rain. So, our machines are working real well.
That's interesting. You would think if it's dry outside, then it's going to be dry inside. I mean, if it's dry inside, if you're not getting any rain, you're thinking, hey, where's there's no water. But so, I mean, I guess there's abundant water always in the atmosphere is what it comes down to.
That's exactly right, Kerry. Actually, right now, with the pollution that we've created and the fact that 75% of the water on Earth is salt water, even though that water is not drinkable, that water is being absorbed in pure form up into the atmosphere every day. So the largest source of fresh water on the planet right now is actually in the air.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. And how cost effective is it to take water out of the air?
Well, it's actually very cost effective. I mean, our machine is using about 750 kilowatts of power to make 750 watts. I'm sorry, not 750 kilowatts. That would be a huge amount. 750 watts of power, less than a kilowatt, to make between 2.5, 3, 4, 5 gallons of water a day, depending on the humidity. So when you think about that, the cost of a kilowatt of power is somewhere between 8 to 15 cents, depending on where you are in the United States. So if you're using, let's say, 20 kilowatts of power, 20 kilowatts of power, that's right. About
I think it's $2.20. Yeah.
$2.40 and you're
Florida,
making out of that 5 gallons of water. So, the water is going to cost you somewhere around 40 cents a gallon in that case. And, if you go into the store anywhere and you want to buy a gallon of water, it's going to cost you $1.50, $2. So it's very economical.
That's amazing. And what about for drought-strapped areas? Does it make sense if you're in a drought-struck area to be using this?
Yes, absolutely. In a drought-struck area, usually the price of water is even going to go up more. So, you're looking at a scenario where, in California, for instance, they're starting to upcharge for more, they've put restrictions on the amount of water that you can use. And if you go above those restrictions, that water can cost, 55, 60 cents a gallon. That's not bottled water. That's city water.
Wow.
And, so people are really looking towards our larger machines there because they're being charged these huge fines or upcharges on the water for watering their lawn or washing their car. And if you have a machine that'll make 150 to 300 gallons in a day, that's going to give you all the water you need to do your lawn, to wash your car, to top up your pool. So in these drought-stricken areas, people are looking for alternative solutions, and in many cases, they're not even giving permits for wells, or it'll take, 2 years to get a permit for a well because the aquifers are being drawn down to the level where you've got to dig a well down 250, 300 feet to hit water.
Interesting. And so basically there's an inexhaustible supply of water in the Earth's atmosphere.
And that's right.
We just have to start taking advantage of it.
That's right. The water in the atmosphere is constantly being replenished. To not have water in the atmosphere, you'd have to drain all the oceans, all the lakes, and we don't see that. If that happens, we got bigger problems.
Yeah.
Look for water.
We'll be like the moon or Mars. There just
exactly.
won't be any here. That's pretty
yeah.
funny. So for industrial applications, this seems to really, really be promising. Your process uses a lot of water, and it's not available on the site, or you have to build a pipeline to get to it. So instead, you'd bring in a couple of these things and instant water, right?
That's exactly right. And that, you've just hit on the real you know, added benefit of the product is that it is a point of use machine. It is, you don't have to pay for all the infrastructure, which is where, you know, where the big money is. If you look at our infrastructure system in this country, in our inner cities, you know, the water is tainted with lead because the pipes are old and they're decaying and the lead's going into the water. And you know, to rectify that situation, you're talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars in replacing old pipe and replacing old systems, whereas you just put a machine, atmospheric water machine there, and that's a point-of-use water supply.
Uh-huh. Yeah, amazing. So yeah, I know like certain mining applications, even fracking, the water is just not there. In Nevada, one of the biggest impediments, there's areas where there's huge amounts of gold and other minerals present. However, there's no water rights when you buy the mine. So the mine is useless because you can't mine without water. It's like essential ingredient. You can forget it. Even when you're doing open pit mining, you still need water to separate and, you know, to process your excavated material. So I could see this really bringing new life to mines that have been expended and don't have access for or don't have possession of their water rights.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And in a lot of cases, down in those mines, there's tremendous amount of humidity because there's groundwater down there and they're seeping into the mine, you know? So you can take these machines, put them down there, you know, and duct the air back up, and you're not only are you providing water down there, but you're absorbing the humidity that's harmful to the people down there.
So this is a dehumidifier, essentially. I mean, an air conditioner is
but
a dehumidifier.
It's like a dehumidifier on steroids.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
It's the most advanced dehumidifier there is. Actually.
That's pretty amazing. And you were just hacking around and figured this thing out, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, my background is construction. I'm a general contractor. I actually still have a general contractor's license here in the state of Florida. And I was on a project on a little island in the Caribbean called Mustique, which is a dry island. And that's where I got the idea. That was the first time in my life I had ever been somewhere that was completely dry, where they had to bring water in every day on this barge from the nearby island that had fresh water. So, you know, there were very wealthy people living on this island and they were paying through the nose for water. And that's where I kind of got the idea, air conditioners in a tropical environment could produce water as a byproduct. What if I made a machine that produced water as its product? And I worked with a friend of mine who was a refrigeration engineer, and we kind of hacked around, like you said, for several years, and finally came up with a product that worked.
Wow, that's amazing. Amazing. Well, that's what you call American ingenuity. And you can see the applications are, you know, just so numerous. And I mean, they're building desalinization plants in California, at least they were up until last winter when got a tremendous amount of rainfall. But you could see you just put a whole bunch of these together. I guess, so they run, how do they run? They run off of some type of fuel, you're running off of nat gas. Propane, gasoline, or kerosene, or any of the above?
Yeah, any of the above. Basically, they run off electricity. So anything that can power a generator can power these machines. We have quite a few machines in India that are running, we're in very, very rural areas where the groundwater has been extremely contaminated by arsenic and heavy metals. And we're running them off biogasifiers where people collect wood and the wood goes into a chipper and they take the wood chips and power this, use it to fuel this biogasifier. And that powers a generator and that runs our machine.
Wow, that's remarkable. I didn't even know that they were using any biomass to produce energy anywhere in the world. I thought it was like Bush wanted to do it with sawgrass or something, but I didn't know that it actually advanced beyond that. That's remarkable. So,
there's a company in California, actually a bunch of professors from UC Berkeley started a company called All Power Labs, and they're making a very high-quality, small-scale biogasifier. There's also a group in LA called N-Trade that do one to 6 megawatt generators using biofuel.
Wow, that's remarkable. And I guess you could use solar cells as well, but the challenge would be in the evening, you still want water produced in the evening, even though there's no sun out.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, the advancements that they're making in batteries is very, very interesting to us. You know, what Tesla's doing and some German companies and Australian companies are doing with the new lithium batteries are very effective. And, you know, as solar becomes cheaper and cheaper and batteries become more and more efficient, that becomes a better option.
Yeah, I can see it makes total sense. So I know you're going to want to find out more about this, whether you're thinking about it for your home, you think of an industrial use. Richard, best place to contact you and find out more?
Well, you can call our office at 954-797-6238, or you can go online at islandsky.com, islandsky.com, and check out our website, and we'll be happy to talk to you.
All right, Richard, thanks so much, and you will find a link, as always, in the show notes to get to Island Sky's website. It's really exciting. It's kind of combining like technology to solve problems in a manner that nobody ever really thought about. I think it's pretty cool. And hey, just go over to Financial Survival Network. Got any questions? You can send me an email at kl@carrylutz.com, kl@carrylutz.com, and sign up for a newsletter. Check out the revamped site. Got a lot of changes coming. And Richard, we wish you the best of luck on this. Thanks so much for coming on.
Kerry, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. Have a great holiday season.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.